Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
Have we talked about how we don't talk about Rolling Stone
since we've been in Houston? It has not yet come up.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't even a Houston thing. This has been a long time coming.
Yes, years and years.
Rolling Stone frequently publishes hot takes, and they're always garbage.
It's the worst.
They're infuriating.
The worst takes.
And honestly, they really hate country music. So we just were like, we're never talking about Rolling Stone.
I don't care about,
oh, so-and-so is the top of the list of best whatever the hell.
And it's like,
we don't talk about it.
I get it. It's like you
Except
try
for
to,
right now to tell you we're not going to talk about it.
Well, I'm going to talk about it today because they have the best dogs list at like at
oh,
entertainment.
No.
And,
of course you would click on that.
Yeah. And it's they do movies, which I think is also kind of a cheat.
What?
But
wait, you mean real dogs?
Best, it's only
like Skip from My Dog Skip,
not included on the list.
They tangle with moonshiners. Whoa.
Bruiser the Chihuahua, 15. Einstein, Back to the Future, 14. The John Wick pit bull is in there.
Doesn't
number 13.
Have a name.
Homeward Bound is not on the list, by the way, which I find
The Incredible Journey.
No, not on the list. That dog did not make it.
That's telling.
Number three, I'll just skipping way ahead. Number three, Toto. Number two,
trash. Toto does nothing.
Air Bud. He doesn't add anything.
Air Bud changes the game.
Air Bud should.
Nothing in the rules say a dog can't play basketball.
Well, I guess we're hosed then. Lassie, number one,
which is hard to argue with.
Although I thought Lassie is more of a TV dog, but hey, whatever. The thing is, they just include real dogs. I think in today's modern era, yes, I think that's
who's the best cartoon dog.
I think that's trash. I think the cartoon dogs have to go in there.
I think this would actually lead to a fight. I mean, there are so many.
There's a ton.
Right off the bat, you've got Scooby Doo. You've got Snoopy.
You're telling me those two aren't going to the top of the pile.
You've got Goofy, who is a dog.
And Pluto.
Sorry about you. Also a dog, just doesn't get the same rights as Goofy for some reason.
Sorry about you. Like, that's a different debate for a different time, but Goofy's going high. Are you telling me that all those dogs, Bandit from...
From Bluey.
Bluey. Are you telling me any of those dogs are not going to beat out Toto? This garbage!
Yeah.
This is what I mean.
Toto's iconic, but just because of the movie.
Best cartoon
dog. Not because of what he brought to the table.
What about Pork Chop from Doug? Pork Chop.
See, I was thinking,
was an elite dog.
I was thinking Billy Joel, Dodger from Oliver and Company. Also a banging song and a Disney film that doesn't get enough credit.
This is what I mean. This is why I need to just block Wallace and Gromit.
Like, Gromit keeps Wallace alive.
Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life, he count or no? Wallaby. Sorry. Not an official.
No, but he has a dog.
He does have a dog. I don't know if he's
Spunky.
A top 20. I don't know if Spunky's a top 20 dog. I think, Spunky's on the,
pretty good.
He's on the bubble for me, just if we're being clear. Frito and Katie, The Bull, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday.
I just discovered crazy things that you do not know about your cell phone.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're talking about it next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay. Stop me if you've heard this before. A woman finds out you can charge your phone with other people's phones. And by, I don't mean me. I mean another woman. You can charge your phone with other people's phones. I had no idea.
That is not the only thing
your phone can do.
Hang tight. Wow.
We are coming back to this.
All right.
First, let's talk Lainey Wilson, movie star. Because your girl is about to make her feature film debut. The movie is a Universal Pictures adaptation of the Colleen Hoover book, Reminders of Him. It is described as a transformative feature film about motherhood, forgiveness, and the power of one love to heal even the most shattered heart. And it's a movie, not like a Hallmark movie. Like, I think this
major
is
screen
going
debut.
To theaters.
We're trying to do some real life acting.
I don't know what part Lainey would be playing, but the movie is a ways from now. It's February 13th of next year.
Oh,
so
Lord.
She's got plenty of time to get in if she is the star and knock out the script.
All right.
Just in time for Valentine's Day is when this will be coming out. And she does, of course, have acting experience after playing Abby on Yellowstone. Mm. She joins a cast full of people that I've never heard of before. So
yeah, but that's actually usually a good sign. Along. Usually a good sign as far as movies go.
Oh, yeah, she might be the star power.
Yeah, you're the heavyweight.
Associated with that. Let's talk about, speaking of heavy, the NFL coming down hard.
Oh, my word.
On that kid you that are, pranked Shador Sanders.
I don't care what you did as a kid to your dad. I cannot think of a dad who is more angry at his team.
Oh my gosh!
Than
yeah.
this dude, because wow!
Even when you hear about the kids that break things in
wow.
museums,
wow! I don't think
you're
the
not
museum,
looking at a quarter of $1 million.
The museum usually comes out and says, "Hey, yo, we aren't going to charge." Things happen. The NFL did not give this the things
the
happen
NFL said,
treatment.
You're old enough to know better. And they dropped the hammer. Massive fines. The Atlanta Falcons will have to pay $250,000.
Yep.
And defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich himself, so the dad.
Hold on.
Will have to shell out $100,000 on top of that.
He personally
yeah.
had to pay 100 greasy.
Because of his son.
And
Jax.
I don't care how many
who's
millions.
Who's 21.
Yeah, who's a grown man. I don't care how many millions of dollars you have. Cutting a $100,000 check because your son was an idiot. Ooh. I just can't. I can't wrap my head around the amount of awkward in that home right
That's
now.
Terrible.
Good Lord.
Absolutely awful. He should make his son pay.
I think.
I don't
so.
Know with what money.
Yeah. Well, that kid.
He'll be working it off for the rest of his life.
That kid ain't got no job, Katie. Like that kid has no prospects. It's gonna. It's gonna take him a minute. Normally, you get $100,000 in debt for a medical degree. He ain't got one of those.
No.
Yikes.
No. And let's talk about all the crazy things your little box that you carry around in your pocket.
I thought this was hype, legitimately, Katie. I did not, especially considering your history of technology.
I'm awful with technology.
Yes.
I still have an iPhone 12.
Yeah.
Mini.
Just because.
The only mini left in the world. I think even Nick went and got a new
mm-hmm.
phone. So the story that led me down this rabbit hole was a woman went viral on TikTok because she found out you can share battery life like with your friends. So you can charge your phone by hooking it up to your friends' phones.
I was Googling this. Everyone was like, whoa.
I was sitting here trying to put my phone on top of Frito's in the hopes that like it would just charge. So the thing is you have to have an iPhone 15.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm out.
All right.
I'm out.
So the wireless charging, you can't do that.
Those.
But I can smash it.
Because
them together.
you have to have the port.
Yeah. Oh, the C to the C. Yeah, okay.
You
Makes
know, and
sense.
I don't
I got a match. Right.
I don't have that. And a lot of people in the comments were saying, like, obviously you can do this because you can charge devices. Like, you can charge your phone on your laptop.
Yeah.
You can charge your tablet from your laptop. I always just think of it as, like, a bigger battery. You know, like, well, of course I can charge things on my laptop. But I don't know how things work.
No, never would I assume that
you
could have done
that. So just know that, if you've got the iPhone 15 or whatever iteration we're on now, and you can do that. You can also share things that way. You have to grant permission to share battery life, which is something to keep in mind.
Right.
But that's not all your phone can do. So when I was looking this up, these are things that my phone can do. Which
this is yours, the ancient phone. Okay, all right. Very good.
Did you know you can play white noise on your phone?
Like an app?
Yes, of course you can. Not an app. Through your phone. If you go to settings, accessibility.
Okay.
Then you go to audio and visual.
Right.
You will notice that it says background sounds.
What is this?
Plays background sounds to mask unwanted environmental noise. These sounds can minimize distractions and help you focus, calm, or rest.
You don't need an app.
If I turn that on.
Yeah.
There's a stream for you.
You don't need an app.
Ooh, what about some rain? That's nice. Bright noise. Bounce noise. You don't need an app. And obviously it's free. Don't have to pay for it.
Okay.
Even better in audio and visual, or sorry, in accessibility.
Yeah.
Sound recognition.
What does
sound
that do?
Recognition. Your iPhone, you can tell it to listen for certain sounds. So those could be like a baby crying, could be a dog barking, could be your doorbell. And when your phone picks that up, it alerts you. So if you don't have a baby monitor and you're somewhere and you leave your the phone can pick that up. The phone can register that and
that
ping
is,
you.
That is crazy.
Did you know you have a magnifier tool on your phone?
I know you can just zoom on your camera. Like,
nope.
Is that what you're talking? That's
nope.
not what you're talking
it's
about.
It's its own thing. It's called magnifier.
Okay.
So if you've got, I think it was 15 and up, You can find it through accessibility. So that same way we're finding these other things. But like for me, don't got that. But I do have the search feature.
Okay.
So if I just scroll and find that guy, which give me a second, that's the hardest thing for me to do.
No, no, that's fine. Takes a minute. No big deal.
So if you type in magnifier, you get a magnifying glass.
And it uses your phone's camera as a show me.
Right.
Okay.
So let's.
Oh, stop it. Oh, what?
I'm trying to.
What? Okay, that's.
And there are so many more. You can set custom vibrations. I knew about the measuring thing from you, but you can measure things in real time if you've got a cool enough phone.
Yep, yep.
You can get live text out of photos.
Wow.
Like even from handwritten signs and things.
Just rip it right off.
Like we pay all this money for this thing and then we don't really use it for much.
You just use it for emojis. Incredible.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Yes, the Money Minute. Often imitated, never duplicated. Something those other shows won't do is give you an answer to the day's quiz, which we do at 6:20.
Give it a couple of months. Two in a week, to be exact.
I should just make that the clue. I should just make that a question. But, you know, I'll refrain.
What's the freebie?
What's the professional courtesy there?
I don't know.
Opossum or possum.
Concern. Is this question that
related
you have
to
related
Frito?
To?
No.
Is it going to implicate me criminally in any way?
No. Should it?
Unclear.
Would it?
Unclear. And we will need to save this.
Okay, that's another story
for
another
a later
time.
Day. But the freebie
is possum.
Okay.
Possum.
Got
so
it.
So one of the answers to today's Money Minute is possum. Not going to tell you the question. Hopefully, if you are the one playing, it becomes evident. And if you would like to be that person, you can sign up online. Just go to thebullhouston.com/contest. Money Minute every day, 8:25.
Frito, okay. 713-881-5500. Thank you for waking up with us on The Bull. I feel a little self-conscious about doing this game as early as we are doing this game.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, as they say.
It's barely not 5 on the other side here, but it is time for Pour Me a Drink. So let's go. The sun's kind of up. If the sun's kind of up, does that count as day drinking?
Yeah, well, if it's still dark, it's still drinking time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Katie's Place.
It's just Katie's.
I thought we were going Katie's Place. Okay, Katie's. It's Katie's.
Doesn't that sound more intimate?
It does sound like a neighborhood spot. Sounds more like
it. Sounds like a neighborhood spot that would close after 6 months.
Katie is behind the bar today, and she is ready to pour. So.
Before you ask, I am TABC certified.
She absolutely is. She knows her stuff. Your job is to identify what she is pouring based on the ingredients she gives you. You name the cocktail.
Yeah, classic cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Not going for anything too crazy yet.
Not yet. Okay, so we're still on the basics.
Not even really getting into shot territory.
I didn't even think about that. I mean, I think doing shots is
people
way,
make stuff up.
You thought that's way too aggressive. I think this is a good place to be. If you get 2 out of the 3 cocktails correct, if you guess them correct, you are going to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll in San Antonio coming up like literally next week.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. So if you want to play, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will get our contestant / patron, whatever, on the line next. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud, giving away some tickets to Post Malone and Jelly Roll with Pour Me a Drink. Just hanging out at a bar in the middle of the morning. Let's get down to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Eddie.
Eddie. All right, my dude. Are you ready to jump in here and do a little partying with us?
Yes, sir.
Make this the happiest of happy hours.
All right.
Because if you win, remember, you're going to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll next Wednesday at Alamo Dome.
That's right. All it's going to take you is a couple of drinks, Eddie.
Some bar knowledge. So let's get cracking.
Okay.
All right, Eddie. I'm going to start with some rum here.
Okay.
Some cream of coconut.
Okay.
A little pineapple juice. some fresh pineapple, throw in some ice. Gonna put that all in my trusty little blender here. Oh, the lights flickered a bit.
Good. What are you doing? Oh my God. Dial it back.
Okay, so that's rum, cream of coconut, pineapple juice, pineapple, and ice.
And it's in a blender.
It is in a blender.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a great song attached to it.
Yes, it does. We can even make you a second one if you want.
Sunshine in a Glass?
It is, but do you have a name for it?
Is there, you know?
I'm going to give you another chance. Not take that as your answer. It's one of the classic frozen
pina colada.
There it is.
I was really afraid you were going to overthink this, Eddie. I'm glad.
I like how you said the two pina coladas. See, I was thinking, if you like pina coladas. Oh. But you're right. Two great songs about pina coladas.
Okay.
All right, so just got to get one more. Let's try this one here.
Right.
Just a simple drink. A little bit of gin, a little bit of vermouth, shaken, not stirred, thank you very much. I would make it dirty, but I'm out of olives, and honestly, I'm not that hungry.
What kind of a bar is this? No, you olive. Eddie.
Gin and vermouth, Eddie. Gin and vermouth.
What is it?
Martini.
That's right. Eddie's got it.
I think we should have a celebratory third drink.
As do I, especially when the third drink is this good, my man. So,
are y'all really drinking this early in the morning?
Absolutely we are. I mean, tell me that didn't sound like a real thing happening in this room. I would drink one of these right now, Eddie. So here we go. Vodka, tomato juice, and here's where it's going to get wild, but horseradish.
Okay, a little of that.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Lime juice, lemon juice, Tony's, pickle juice.
Okay.
The crappiest celery I can find.
Okay.
Gonna roll this one. Do not shake it, you crazy people.
No, you don't shake it.
You get foam. Don't shake it.
Okay.
I got a hangover, for God's sake. Gonna roll it from one glass to the other.
Okay. All right.
Imagine it.
It's a hangover drink. A Bloody Mary?
That's right.
That's correct. That's don't drink that. Don't,
the closest to juicing I'll ever
get. Yeah. But don't drink that, my dude. Send that back.
Why?
Number one, there's no bacon. There's no.
I wouldn't put bacon in it.
What? You wouldn't put bacon?
You know
what?
I'll give you a beef jerky straw.
All right.
This is a fancy establishment.
All right, Eddie, we good.
And a really tall glass, Eddie, so it counts as a vegetable. How about that?
My wife's a big one on the drinks like that, but not me so much.
Okay, all right.
Because that's more brunch in a glass, isn't
right.
it?
Is it just the tomato juice in general? Like, do you like a good Michelada? No, nothing? Wow,
No, tomato juice, no thank you.
All right, Eddie.
Fair enough.
You can discuss this all day long on your way to San Antonio. It's a little bit of a drive. We're sending you to see Posty. We're sending you to see Jelly Roll. Hang on, we'll get you hooked up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
All right, Anna, we're helping you with a work problem, from what I recall, based on your email.
Yes, I need some advice, and I figured you guys were good people to ask.
That's very kind. We are horrible people to ask, but...
we are people.
So shoot, what's the issue here?
Okay, all right, so I've been working with this guy for, like, 3 years now, and we're basically on the same... team, okay, for what we do. And so anyway, so basically we're together pretty much all the time at the office, and I'm not complaining. He's awesome, for real, probably the best 3 years of my career, hands down.
All right. What is it that you guys do?
Yeah, what line of work are we accomplishing here?
Well, we're in marketing, digital stuff mostly, but you know, we like put together campaigns and manage brands and, you know, all that stuff.
Right. Okay. So y'all collaborate on all this stuff.
Come up with some really great material.
Yes. Like, I don't know what it was like when Brooks met Dunn, but come on, it's like,
wow.
You think people who
are
good in something, tolerate each other.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. In the same area or whatever. It's just, it's, you know, off to the races. And it was awesome until... It wasn't. Like, the last few weeks, he's been really checked out. He's just not the same. He doesn't really respond to texts. He's been leaving work earlier than usual. I'm kind of freaked out. It's like, I'm worried.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure
about
what to do.
About what?
Yeah. or like mental state or what?
Well, sure. I mean, well, that too. But no, I think he's going to break up the band.
Oh, dog.
You're worried he's going to quit.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe he's looking around, thinking about going solo and just get a job somewhere else. Yeah, like I said, it's been crazy, great 3 years for me. We're both out here looking like marketing wizards. I mean, it wouldn't be hard for him to get interest somewhere else if he was looking. And I know it's like life and everything, and I wish him the best. I do, but also I sort of have a vested interest in him sticking around, you know?
Absolutely.
Right. Is there any reason in particular, like anything you can think of, as to why he just up and jumped ship?
Oh, yeah. Like, is he married?
Oh, yeah. Like
is his wife relocating?
Right.
Like, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Or is he not getting paid very much?
Do you work for the devil?
That's...
I don't know anything definitively, but I'm pretty sure he didn't get a raise this year. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed about something, so that's my best guess. And if that's the case, it's such BS. But none of us did. So at least we're all in the same crappy boat. It sucks, sure, but like it's nothing personal. If it's not that, but maybe he's just tired of working with me.
No.
I don't know. I want to fix it or help fix this. If I did something, and there's always that chance, I'll apologize for it. But I need him to stay. He's my rock, and. I don't want him to do anything drastic or anything.
Well, for what it's worth, this also feels really drastic.
Especially considering we aren't sure the guy even wants to quit. But details.
Look, hey, if we can help you guys out, we are absolutely all about it. So we're going to call Brett, and we are going to talk to him coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, Ann and Brett, they work together. They are marketing whiz kids.
Which is...
Should probably tap them for something.
I'll be real. Yeah, that could be an opportunity.
A good contact to know. Hopefully we don't blow this.
Yep.
She's worried that Brett is going to quit, which would be very detrimental to her career because they have worked essentially hand in hand for the past 3 years.
Like a team. Which
they're a unit.
Awesome. Yeah.
And they found a lot of success that way. So if he leaves...
Where does that leave
What
her?
Happens then?
Right.
So let's get him on the phone and see if we can't... convince him to stay or help Anna in some way. Yeah. But hey, is this Brett?
Yeah. Hey, who's this again?
We're Frito and Katie. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Okay. Right. My bad. You texted me. You said you needed to talk to me.
Yes.
And you, I think that you were looking for marketing.
No. Well, thank you. But actually,
always be closing, my man.
No, it's a funny story. Actually, Anna emailed us about you, and she kind of told us about y'all's work situation and all of that, and she just wanted to check in, see how you're doing.
Okay.
Right.
It still kind of sounds like it's about marketing.
isn't it always?
I don't really know. I mean, I see her like every day. I'm going to see her in 20 minutes, so I'm not sure.
That's fantastic.
You can continue this convo in person.
Yes. Now, the problem is, like, where we are, she's kind of afraid that you're thinking about, like, abandoning her. Like, just leaving her high and dry.
Just hanging like a porch swing in a hurricane.
Wait, like, what?
She's worried you're going to quit your job, man.
Okay. Well, first off, no. I mean, that's not my plan.
Hey.
Well, then what's going on, Brett? You've been so weird. What's wrong with you?
You noticed that. No, I mean, I don't want to say it's me. It's kind of, I mean, it's kind of Christy at this point.
Christy? What does she have to do with anything?
Yeah, what's a Christy?
Oh, she's the girl that I'm dating. I'm sure Anna told you about the two of us, yeah? All right, so me and Anna... We work pretty hand in hand, right? Okay. We travel. It's work, right? But like, you know, you get to know coworkers, and we joke around. We'll text each other from time to time. It's ideas and stuff, but you know, we're definitely close, right? Like very like good friends, coworkers. We work closely, whatever, right? And Christy, you know, my girlfriend, she is just like really. like pretty insecure about the situation.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, insecure? Why? I mean, about what? There's nothing going on here.
Right. Okay. Obviously, I know that, and you know that. But, you know, she's just dealing with like some issues where she's been cheated on in the past.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, nothing that you and I are doing. I just think it's a sore spot. So I get where she's coming from. And I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to be respectful more than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get it. But what does that mean for me?
Good question, Brett.
I mean, you're, I'm laughing cause I'm uncomfortable. She sort of thinks that like, you're my emotional side chick. These are her words, not mine.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not yours.
I mean,
okay.
Damn, dude. I did not expect this. What the hell? That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for understanding. I mean, you know, it's been a hard few days just trying to figure out like what this even
for sure.
means. And
for sure. But like my cousin is still single. If you want to give that a try, just say the word, man. And I'll call her up.
Wait, no, hold on. I didn't say that. I didn't.
You are leaving her, right?
Wait, are you serious?
Well, yeah, why not? She's insane. This is your job, your livelihood. We didn't just decide to start working together. We got paired up.
Right.
Like we've never even been close to anything that would cross the line professionally. Jesus, we're coworkers. We've been working together for so long. So like we text each other a few times after hours. It's not flirty at all. Christ. I like women, okay? Like, this is her problem. Okay. You shouldn't have to suffer for it, right? Like, I mean, she could just read our texts. If your partner makes these sort of other, you know, few times after, I mean, like, these demands, it's time to rethink our relationship, you know? That's out of line. You can't screw up your life for some girl you just met 4 months ago, you know?
Guys, can someone help me out here? I don't know, like, I mean, what am I supposed to do here? I can't do two things.
Damn.
I don't know how to handle this. Wow. You know,
I got nothing.
Well, look, let's see what other people think. We appreciate both of you being on the show today, and I hope this whole thing works out.
For everyone? 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Yikes.
You know, I said I got nothing, but I do. This is a tale as old as time, and quite frankly, I'm sick of it.
Okay.
She is the coworker, not the competition.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a good partner supports your grind. So whatever you're doing to be successful, they'd want you to keep at it, not sabotage it.
Perhaps, or, you know, maybe in her mind, relationship is the priority. So it doesn't matter. You got to blow this up and then figure out the rest in post. I sympathize for him because he's in a tough spot. He's in a very, very
tough
spot.
But this has definitely happened
spot.
Before.
Absolutely, it's happened.
It'll happen again.
But, like, look, maybe you guys have some thoughts for him. He's obviously got to choose something. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you coming up.
Talking about Anna and Brett, they
yes.
are... Anna called them Brooks and Dunn.
That's a bold.
That's the kind of relationship
the
they
Brooks
have.
Brooks and Dunn of marketers, ladies and gentlemen.
That's got to be incredible.
But now, Dunn has
Dunn up and got a girlfriend that doesn't like the idea of him working so closely with a female.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Andrea. I got a comment, though.
Yes, please.
I will definitely say if he gives in now, and even with that being a work project, he's going to forever be giving in to her,
mm-hmm.
right and left.
Yes.
Because she's not going to ever respect his job. And every time that, you know, she thinks something of it, he's going to bow down to it. And that's what she's going to expect. And the minute that he doesn't, it's going to create another problem for them.
I think you do have to assume that that's not going to be the only time that something like this is going to come up.
And she'll be bothered by.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And also, I will say that in the points of, like, again, like, sticking with the job is this outdates the relationship.
Exactly.
This is actually the longer,
that's what
the
I was longer thinking.
Connection. And I think you have to treat it that way. You have to look and evaluate
You're
based
new,
on.
Not Anna.
You are. Yeah. Christy right. is the new member of this equation. And if you want to stay in this equation, you have to adapt to the dynamic that predated you. I just think that's, I hate that he's going through that. That sucks. But yeah, this is a dangerous dance potentially for our friend Brett.
Absolutely. Poor Brett. But I definitely wish him the best, but Christy got to go.
Christy got to go.
Or she's got to change her mind or something.
Hey, thank you so much. Absolutely. Kevin, you're up. What do you think?
Yeah, so I was calling to comment about the guy with the girl. That is after
girls. That's the problem, girls. Isn't it? Too many women.
Girls, yes.
Yeah, the girls that are.
So what do you think?
Well, I think he could link her in, let into their phones and let them read all the texts. And if that doesn't work, if she's still jealous, get rid of her because she needs to go on with her livelihood.
So you'd at least make an attempt, though, to be like, hey, look. Here's my phone.
Just clear and open communication.
Yeah, here's everybody together in a room.
Gonna be completely transparent.
Right. I get that you have issues. That's fine. But this is not a problem for a number of reasons. And then
the biggest, of course, Anna's already identified. But you know,
that's right. A huge
not even into men.
If it's a problem for her, then he doesn't need her. That's obviously he's caring more for her than she is for him.
I think
yes.
so.
Yes, and it just
he needs to carry on with his career. And livelihood. If she done, he was doing that when she met him.
Yeah, and not just his, because if he up and decides to quit this job or to say I can't work with Anna anymore, who's to say he's also not putting her job in jeopardy?
Well, I think he would be because it's
a big ask for a girlfriend of 4 months.
This is difficult.
Yeah,
dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. If you want to weigh in, 713-881-5500. Would love to hear from you. Talk to more of you coming up.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Heck yeah, let's go.
On 100.3 The Bull.
She likes girls, man.
She likes girls.
Yeah, like
and you can't give in to the new girlfriend now if you give it Christy a coworker. I mean, what comes next?
What's Brett supposed to do? Margie, that is the question. What is Brett supposed to do today?
He needs to get rid of her.
Get rid of
the girlfriend.
Be specific.
Not the coworker.
The girlfriend.
Okay, the girlfriend.
If there's no trust now, there's not going to be no trust later.
It is real early. It is real early to be making that kind of an ask. You know, let's say a couple of years go by and you just don't like the vibe. You don't like the feeling. Maybe then you can even bring it up. A couple of months, dude. Come on.
I don't believe that he should show her his phone because that's work. And if she can't trust him now, she'll never trust him.
That's true.
I can see that because, yeah, you're bringing business where business doesn't really belong as far as the phone goes. That's
and
tricky.
Then if you're talking about trust, it's important to note that trust is not just for romantic partners.
No.
I'll bet one of the reasons they have such a strong bond, Anna and Brett, is because there's trust there.
There's got to be loyalty.
If he starts doing all these things, like showing Christy their messages and whatnot, like
that feels weird.
That's going to hurt morale.
That does.
Right?
That,
like that's
going to
affect
like a problem.
Their success and their work. And I don't know, loyalty goes both ways, even in business.
Hey, thank you so much. Michael, what do you think, man? Any advice for Brett?
Yeah, I can have one. If they're out on a date, then the work texting should not happen.
Okay, so there are limits.
Boundaries.
There are boundaries that should exist.
There are boundaries, yes, because I had the same situation before. There's boundaries. If you're out on a date, there's boundaries. If she's texting me for work, hey, I'm with my girl. Leave me alone. We can talk later on. So, but there's boundaries in it.
And in fairness, Chrissy, if that's the situation, if it's like every time... Every time he gets a text, he drops what he's doing and then runs and does. That's a little much.
Yeah, or goes and hides and responds. Or I mean, there would be sketchy behaviors that would go along with it. But if it's just, it's a work text, let me respond.
If it's
real quick.
As we have been told, I 1,000% agree.
There aren't really any marketing emergencies that I can think of. So there would really be no reason to answer such a
It'd be news
Paul
to me.
Dates.
Yeah, I don't.
So enjoy the time with your girl. Anna will enjoy the time with hers whenever she gets a girlfriend. Because, again, remember, she ain't into men.
Likes women, you guys. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. D, okay, so you've heard everything up to this point. What's Brett supposed to do in this situation?
Brett needs to rethink if this is how he wants his relationship to go.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Christy has some emotional baggage that she needs to unpack before she goes into a relationship. Brett cannot unpack that for you. You're going to question every time someone texts, when he gets another call, go through his wallet. Is this what you really want?
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of headaches.
She's
got to
handle her own insecurity first before you get into another relationship.
And it's not limited to this job.
It's not.
Yeah, she'll have problems everywhere. Yeah.
Right.
Like, I know that's what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to jeopardize a work relationship? And Anna said, I don't want you. I like a lady. What does Christy have to worry about?
I have no. I mean, what would you? Yeah. Like, I feel bad for her having to again defend herself about this. But I get that. That's the world we live in.
Right.
But like, you know, people are going to have suspicions. But my goodness,
I agree with you.
My goodness,
I agree with you. And it's okay for a partner to ask questions and to be curious about this relationship and this person you're spending so much time with.
Mm-hmm.
But demanding someone just like completely rethink their career after 4 months.
That's bold.
It's very bold.
That's
very
bold.
It's very bold.
Hey, D, thank you so much.
I would not do it.
No.
We appreciate it.
I would not do it.
Yeah, same.
Right. Have a great day.
Jana, you're up. How do you feel about this? Any pointers for Brett?
I mean, I hate to admit it, but I think Anna's right. And the only reason I say that is because I can understand where the girlfriend's coming from. Like, all girls have some level of insecurity about something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to invalidate her feelings based on what she's been through. However, I think the bigger picture here is that she's got trust issues, and it's not going to just stop at this one work situation.
Right.
What's going to happen when he wants to go out with his friends without her? What's going to happen when he changes jobs and inevitably ends up having other coworkers that this could be a problem with? Like, this is going to be something that affects his whole life.
Spoiler alert. There are females in the workplace.
And they frequently end up on your teams.
That's not uncommon. His next boss could be female. Like, imagine what that might mean.
Right. Well, and I think that, like, I would love to give a suggestion, but I can already tell based off of the girlfriend's insecurities that, like, it's not going to work. But, I mean, like Anna said, show the text, like, invite, like, go on quote unquote adventures or outings. Like,
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Spiders.
Yeah, that way at least you could say you tried. Yeah. You say you at least tried to get
and maybe
on the
you
same
silence
page.
Your phone after a certain point. Like if the texts go into the evening, most days you say, okay, well I'll have
limits.
It shut down by this time.
You know,
unless it's an emergency and then she'll call and then we'll figure it out, whatever.
I don't think you can just like I mean again, just act
all
salty.
Cut this woman out of your life for another just because she is insecure. It warrants a conversation, absolutely.
Right.
No
but
doubt.
Professionalism exists even across genders. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And even if he made that suggestion, like she's already got those rooted issues that she's going to find a way to create the narrative that like, oh, now I'm being really good at hiding. And like, she's going to see things that aren't there.
If she wants to see it, she'll see it.
Absolutely true. Jana, thank you so much.
Yep. That's hard.
We appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Yes. I love that this kid is back. Cooper Wallace. You won't know his name, but this is a 10-year-old. Who has now won for the second year in a row the European Goal Screeching Championship.
I know this kid.
He's a little British boy who dresses up like a seagull, people, because this is an actual contest that a lot of people flock to.
This is the most unsettling. This is, here. Ten-year-old child, human child. Listen to that crowd.
And he sells it. He so sells it. So I'm so happy for Cooper.
The goat of seagull calls.
Yeah. Yes, reign supreme. Now, speaking of children, there's a question going around on the internet that Stagecoach might ban babies. I was wondering how many babies were in attendance at a Stagecoach.
That's a great question.
Apparently kids didn't get in free.
Who takes their baby to Stagecoach, y'all? It's a festival. Babies aren't meant for festivals.
Especially not
10-year-olds aren't meant for festivals.
That festival.
No.
And a couple, their TikTok has blown up after they snuck in their baby to Stagecoach last weekend. Now, it wasn't an actual baby. It was a baby-shaped flask. This is not the first festival they've done this
there
at.
There you go.
It's just a really realistic-looking doll that they turned into a flask.
Can hold a lot of booze.
There's
in an
a
infant.
Spout in its forehead and a hole in its chest. It's hilarious.
Which is
the dad wears
so
it.
So upsetting when you see someone actually break that thing out, go for a nice pour.
And they hide the spout with whatever. Whatever, like a cowboy hat in this instance. In the past, they've done little baseball caps and things.
Oh, wow.
And they'll add sunglasses to get it through security, say the baby's sleeping.
Shameful. Absolutely shameful.
So I don't know if that's the reason that they would look into banning babies. Maybe they'll just look a little closer when you're going through the line. I don't know. In some sad animal news, there were several stories out today. The first was the woman who found out the hard way what breed like rabbits really means. And I'm not even sure how this occurred.
Okay.
It said she originally bought a few rabbits as pets for her kids.
Right. Oh,
I
no.
She didn't fully understand what she was doing because they started breeding as they will do, and then she couldn't stop them.
Right.
So she tried to separate them by putting them in pens in her basement, but they would chew through drywall and other materials. They couldn't be contained.
Yep.
She thought the number of rabbits had grown to 50. Animal control had to be called and removed more than 65.
So she was off by a lot.
And it was even worse because many of the female rabbits there were pregnant. No one knows how long ago she bought the initial rabbits.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it couldn't have been this past Easter because it takes at least a month for new rabbits to be born. But a lot of the rabbits needed medical attention. So it's an awful story.
I'm not saying you can't make that mistake. A lot of people have. A lot of people have gotten in that situation. Whoopsies, rabbits.
But you would know that after the first litter, right? And then you go, okay, the rabbits, of them.
Separate everyone.
Gots to go.
Everyone's got it. We got to get a rabbit-free household.
Or you keep one, but don't have any more than
that. I don't
that.
Know how it would get, and think about how many they didn't, you know
exactly
what I mean?
How many died before they arrived. They did have to euthanize some.
That's got
to
be a high
number.
Was
she actually a breeder that just didn't understand what she was doing?
Were they breeding for meat? I mean,
people like pet rabbits. I don't know, especially around the Easter season.
Yikes.
I don't know if she's going to face any sort of punishment for this, but it sounds like she should because it's animal hoarding.
It is. It's an amazing PSA. Rabbits will actually do. That is not just a joke. That is real life. And it is shocking how fast they can make little baby rabbits.
And even beyond that, even if you have the best of intentions, owning certain pets can lead to unmanageable situations, right? Some of this is prevented by spaying and neutering.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yeah, and yes, you can also spay and neuter your rabbits.
Look into that.
You guys.
That is an option. And the other animal story that I'm quite honestly very afraid of personally, there's a funeral home in Pittsburgh that allegedly deceived almost 7,000 pet owners who paid for burial services.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And when it came time to get the little urn
box. Don't tell me this.
It wasn't their pet. They were ashes from unknown animals.
How did they say how they determined this? Because, I don't want to think too far into it.
Like, who was the first person that said, I don't think this is my animal?
There had to be one, and then they start looking into it, and it goes from there.
Well,
but yeah,
they must have found some of the bodies because they say they found them at a dump. They found them in the landfill.
They found them in the – that is a nightmare. That is an absolute
nightmare. So the
guy nightmare.
Who runs it – being charged with theft by deception, receiving stolen property, and deceptive business practices.
Oh, wow.
I hate to put that in everyone's heads, but
that's
going to
live there
that's
for a
always
while.
Been something that I'd wondered.
You've asked me that many times, and I just I don't want to think about it. I'm not there. How do I know? I trust people.
Because your pets they're members of your family.
Good Lord, that's awful.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
I am just vibing off of Fabiola's energy, by the way.
Yes, same.
I really like this. This is good vibes. Good morning. How are we feeling?
Good morning. We're feeling like we're ready for $100.
Let's do it. Yeah, $100.
The easiest $100.
Okay. Yeah. $1,000.
Oh, I wish it was $1,000.
No, no. The $100. Like, Katie was about to say the easiest $100 you can earn.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure you can earn more.
Yeah, that's not quite accurate.
I'm just going to say a possum for every single.
Oh, someone listen to the freebie. Okay. I like it, Fabiola. 10 questions correct in 60 seconds is what you're shooting for. You can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around to your passes again at the end if we have time. You cannot change your answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes.
All right. And is Katie ready?
I'm ready.
Right away we go.
Tearing a piece of paper, is that a physical or a chemical change?
Physical.
In music, does a flat sign come before or after the note?
Pass.
Which vegetable is used to make pickles?
Cucumber.
Name the Masters legend who wears red on Sundays.
Pass.
Who is the youngest artist ever to win the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year?
Pass right now.
What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Pizza.
What is the only marsupial native to North America?
Possum?
During which war was the Battle of Gettysburg fought?
Can you say that again?
During what war was the Battle of Gettysburg fought?
Civil War.
What hacker internet group is known for wearing the Guy Fawkes mask?
Pass.
What organ produces insulin?
Liver? Ah. Oh, no.
Minus the passes. That was fire.
That was fire,
Fabio. All right, let's go over some of the answers.
Five of ten. You got exactly half.
Oh, no.
But yeah, a lot of them were passes, not misses.
Yeah.
So we just ran out of time. In music, does a flat sign come before or after a note?
After? Before? After. Okay, I would have botched that.
Before.
Right.
Name the Masters legend who wears red on Sundays.
That's Tiger Woods, y'all.
Tiger Woods. It's his power color. Yeah, his mama. And so he wears it during the finals.
I would have never gotten that. Man.
25 years of wearing red on Sundays.
Yeah, well, if you've avoided golf for that long. Fabiola?
Congrats.
You're the real winner today.
I just remember the cheating scandal.
that's an important Tiger moment to remember. It's a very important moment in his life.
Who is the youngest artist ever to win the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year?
Got none. Tay-Tay.
Taylor Swift.
That's right.
Taylor Swift.
Had to be.
What hacker internet group is known for wearing the Guy Fawkes mask?
Anonymous.
Yes, the same mask from V for Vendetta.
Those doofuses.
Yeah. And then what organ produces insulin?
That's the pancreas.
Oh, the pancreas.
Yeah, not bad.
Oh, I said
liver. That was your only miss.
Yeah. Fabiola, please sign up again, all right? We want to have you back on.
All righty, sounds good. That was fun. Thank you.
And you can sign up to be our next contestant as well, thebowlhouston.com/contests.
We didn't even pay her to say that. You know, it's funny. Frida's still staying with his in-laws.
I am.
He does nothing.
As
previously discussed,
that is
brings
not.
Very little to the table. So I find it hilarious that they only asked of him one little thing.
And he now refuses. All right, look, give this a second. We'll get into this, and you tell me if you think this is strange. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. So. Your in-laws asked you to do one thing, just one
small thing. I think it's a strange thing.
Why won't you do it?
I do.
On principle?
No, I do. I'm actually meticulous about this because for whatever reason, the first day I was there, my father-in-law was like, in this house, we squeegee our showers. And I looked at him like, I thought he was joking. I thought I was like, right. And he's like, no, here's the squeegee. Here's where it lives. After every shower, you're going to squeegee off the shower. I was like, why? Well, hard water. Water's kind of hard here. This way it keeps things clean. I was like, dog, we just came from San Antonio. We had ridiculously hard water. The hardest of water.
It's like rocks when it comes out the faucet.
Water was prison hard, okay? The water was raised hard. But I've never once heard of this being a thing And I have other family in Houston. I have other friends in Houston. I have no idea where he got this from. And so I, for all I know, he is still punking me. He is just seeing how long I am going to keep squeegeeing this shower off every single day. Have you ever, you grew up here? You squeegee showers?
I did not. We did not squeegee our shower, no.
I need to know. I just need to know. 713-881-5500. Is this made up? Is this made up? Am I the butt of the joke?
I'm wondering, that would be hilarious if true, but I'm wondering if it's not just a Houston thing, if that's, I mean, is that something that people just do?
Yeah, have you ever?
If you've got a, and I'm assuming it's in the case of a glass shower.
Yeah, glass shower, right, like, yeah. Have you ever heard of this? Call us, we'll see what y'all have next.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
I love you guys so much. I love you.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Squeegees in the shower.
I need to know because I'm going to stop if this is like, if I've been got, I'm going to stop and be like, hey, congratulations. That was a good one. That was like 5 months. 5 months of squeegeeing. Great prank. But I have never once heard, never in my life, of squeegeeing a shower. My word. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Richard from Baytown. Yeah, every time we shower, we squeegee, baby.
No, you. Okay, you're not. You're
no,
you're
seriously.
You're squeegee. Are you serious?
Squeegeer.
Yeah, and if you have glass and you squeegee it, it just looks so much. It stays clean until you actually clean it.
I will say when you don't and you have those hard water stains,
yeah.
I mean, they're hard to get off, right? And they look so
bad. They look awful.
And you really
got
to scrub. I mean, that's a lot of elbow grease. If it can be fixed by a squeegee,
Right. And it just takes a second. We have a whole glass shower thing. And, you know, my wife was like, brought the squeegee out. I was like, oh, this is a great idea because it looks pristine when you get done and it looks clean the time.
How long have you been on this
oh, 20 years.
20, good Lord. Dude, thank you so much.
Yeah. It also sounds fun.
No, it is not fun. Janet, it's not fun squeegee. Well, do you even have to squeegee showers?
Well, you do if you don't want hard water spots on your glass.
And this is literally the only household I've ever been in where someone had said squeegeeing showers. I go with the text messages. It's like, yeah, where have you been, bro? We all squeegee. We all squeegee here.
Where do you keep it?
Yeah, where does
you
it
You know, like in the shower?
Yeah, you hang it on the water nozzle that comes out of the pipe.
So, so it's staring right at you the whole time.
You
can't forget to squeegee the dang shower.
No, it's such an awkward thing to get done with a shower and then start squeegeeing everything off. Like, I was like, it had to be a joke, but no, thank you so much.
No, it's not. Okay.
All right. Lewis, I am learning this is not a joke, and all y'all are on this squeegee game except me, apparently.
That's a true statement. I keep a squeegee in my shower, and I use it, and I got the idea from my father. He is not with us anymore, but he had glass shower doors in Florida.
Now it's multi-state.
His shower doors were sparkling clean.
Now it's around the country.
You needed to know his secrets.
So you were like, how do you do it, man? And he said, son, let me put you on game. Take this squeegee and never look back. It's incredible.
Unfortunately, I'm the only one in the family that does it, but be that as it may, it works.
Okay. Well,
I'm sad you can't get everybody else on board.
That is kind of weird. Is it because they find it incredibly awkward, or just is there another reason?
I have no idea. It's just, I guess it's just me.
Laziness. Laziness.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's fair. That
Bingo.
Is that
I'm just thinking, you can't
fair.
Control life, but you can control your shower streaks. So squeegee away, people. Squeegee away.
Dude, thank you so much.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Are you as confused about the real ID deadline as I am?
I don't understand this.
When it comes to the TSA and traveling.
No, because I see stories on this every day, like on our little monitor up here. And I keep thinking, like, what is the problem? Isn't it just the ID you got? you know, the one they gave you recently? Because I feel like we've been talking about this forever. Now it's like, well, the deadline is now.
It was passed in 2005.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time. A long time.
That was 20 years ago.
Right. So what?
Who's non-compliant?
Yeah, what? Why do I see? They show the map, and there's all these states with, like, the green ones and the gray ones. The gray ones are the ones like, hey, there's still problems over here. And if you don't have one, you're not going to be able to get on a plane.
I was reading this article that says, yeah, travelers have been scrambling to get licenses changed to avoid disruptions.
Right.
To summer plans as we go into the holiday months.
Yes. But this has been forever. How is this still something we're talking about? Like, what? Am I misunderstanding this?
Like, were people able to travel at any point without a driver's license or a passport?
No. No. Absolutely not. Like, you've always...
Because if you didn't have a driver's license, now, you had a passport.
Like, back in the day,
or
you
something.
Used to be able to get to Mexico without a passport. Back in the day. And I emphasize, in the day.
But it's not like they're saying just to go to Mexico. I mean, this is just in general. Yeah, like,
but you've always needed an ID. I mean, at least since 2001.
Why would you bring...
I don't get it. So... what is the difference between the real ID and like a bunk one that they're going to be like, you're going to show up to your gate. They're going to be like, no, not you.
Okay. So
not you, playa.
It looks like good news. If you have a Texas driver's license that was issued after October 10th, 2016.
Right.
As I go digging here just to make sure I'm not crazy. Gold star in the Texas.
Look at this little guy right here. Look at this little guy right here.
Yeah. So we have real ID compliant licenses.
Good to go. But I guess if you're
a lot of people though. I mean, I guess if you needed to renew in 20.
Yeah. If you just landed, if you just somehow landed in the wrong date window, maybe. Because I mean, I'll be real. Like I had an expired license for Lort. I don't even know.
Mine expires this year. No!
Throw it right in the trash, Katie. Right in the trash.
My passport also expired. What states aren't compliant?
I think that's the thing. Are there states that have somehow dropped the ball?
As of 2020, all U.S. states and their territories have become real ID compliant. That means none of the states are currently non-compliant.
I feel dumb talking about this. What am I not getting?
What are we missing? Because the reason it's in the news, if you haven't seen it, if you've somehow avoided it, May 7th is the deadline.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have the real ID or else, you're not flying.
Or else you're hosed.
You're not getting on a plane. You're not going where you're going. It doesn't matter if you're going to the next city over. You're not getting on it.
They're just
going to
look at you, shrug their shoulders, be like, turn around. Like, right at security. You ain't going anywhere. Actually, probably when you're checking your bags.
Who doesn't have a real ID?
I don't want to be insensitive. There's probably some cases that I'm missing where you might not have something that's updated. But, like, for the most part, I don't. Again, every morning with this. Every morning. And it makes me. I went into my pocket to dig my ID out to make sure I'm not nuts. And that, like, I'm good to go. But, yeah, if that's you and you got some flights to take. Look for the gold star.
And get this done now. It's not.
Look for
they're
the
not
gold
saying
star.
May 7th is the last day to get a real ID either.
No.
So you can definitely, if you're making plans for later on in the summer,
everyone's
it's
down.
Still something that you can get.
Everyone's cool as stragglers.
And the TSA has all of the requirements that you would need to acquire a real ID.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you just get a new driver's license, that will be taken
that,
care of.
That'll
you.
Cross it off the list.
Oh. Confusing stuff, but also not confusing. You know what's definitely not confusing? The ACMs.
No. Well,
the day after the deadline.
Don't say that. The ACMs can be confusing.
You might be confused the next day.
Yeah, we all love to debate over who won what and whose performance was the best one. But no, not like this. You're not getting booted off a plane because you disagreed to the fact that Brooks and Dunn are the greatest duo that's out there this year. They deserve a lot more than just the honors night and maybe a couple more trophies for the boys while they're still around and kicking. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
You can stream it on Prime. No membership. Required.
No IDs needed for that
no
one,
ID.
Boss.
That's next Thursday, May 8th, 7 p.m. Central.
Have a great day. See y'all tomorrow.